134 Goals presents The Posh Prelude.
Hello and welcome to 134 Goals. I'm Chris Sharp and today I'm going to be looking back at the weekend's fixture away at Swindon and looking ahead to Tuesday night's game at home to Crewe Alexandra. So I am delighted to say that I have a report from the venerable Brian Seaton in front of me. Brian was at the game on Saturday away at Swindon, and although Posh lost 1-0, there are many positives to take from that day. Not least of all was the performance of the team, which was very refreshing. It was high tempo, the passing was good, there was energy and purpose, which was fantastic. And listening to Robbo's post-match interviews, the players were doing what they'd been practicing in training, which is encouraging, and that in particular was working what to do when they were out of possession in terms of covering the ground and making life difficult for the opposition. So that was great. I think overall it's fair to say what let us down was the final shot and some hesitancy in front of goal, which is something that we haven't quite managed to eradicate from our game just yet. So looking at Brian's report, Brian has very kindly give me a couple of pages. I shall just pick out some snippets of that from Brian's report, which to give to you. And Brian starts off by saying that overall we started well, we played with energy, there was good teamwork, there's a lot of helping each other out, there was some hard running, and there was an eagerness to get on the ball, and the ball was played on the ground, which was great to hear, refreshing stuff indeed. Overall, there was quite a few chances that went begging in the first half, and it was interesting that both sides were making mistakes, mainly missed kicks, and it could have easily have been three penalties to Posh, but in actual fact it ended up with one penalty being awarded to Swindon in the 28th minute, a penalty that they managed to fluff spectacularly by hitting the crossbar, although it was rather dubious, that penalty, I have to say. Looking back at the TV coverage, it wasn't so much as a coming together, more of a brush by Smith on one of the Swindon players who went down in the box. And the referee awarded a penalty, which was a bit disappointing. So a bit of a let off there. There was plenty of chances. Madison missed a sitter. Washington was particularly good. He played or produced some particularly good, brilliant ball control. And twice gave him some particularly good chances. James also had a good game, although hurried his shots in the first half and put it over the bar. Joe Newell also had a good chance, and so it continued with opportunities across the entire playing squad. So that was great. But it was the first half was a story of missed chances, and in the second half we continued attacking with purpose and venom. And wouldn't you know it, in the 71st minute, Swindon got hold of the ball straight after one of our attacks and went at the other end and scored. So, yes, that's what happens in football when you don't take your chances, which is a little disappointing. And as Brian rightly says, if you don't convert the number of opportunities that we created, then really you don't deserve to win. So, hard lesson to be learned there. Some other performances that stand out. Aaron Ostema appeared and featured in the game, which was great. Good to see you, Aaron. I haven't seen you enough in my book this season, and I hope to see more of you on Tuesday night. Harry Anderson also had a very good first half and continued to do well in the second half, but it wasn't the same sort of level that his first half performance was, but I guess that's to be expected from a young player. He overall shone, and you know the prospects are with Harry that we do have another particularly good youngster within our midst, so long may your development continue, Harry. Madison, got to mention him, he didn't have the greatest of games from all accounts. Sure, he's got some talent, but he appears a bit of a solitary figure within the team. He does still continue to go down very easily, and he's very easily knocked off the ball. And it's something that I think, Madison, if you're going to progress, mate. You really have got to man up a bit and ride some of those tackles. And if you are going to go down, then do so in the box and make it a bit more convincing, mate, because I think everybody's wised up to your antics and theatrics. So I don't think it's going to win you anything at the moment. So yeah, you need to turn things around, mate. So yeah, that was Swindon, a disappointing 1-0 loss, but not a complete surprise. So we go on to Tuesday night's fixture against Crewe. So facing Crewe on Tuesday night, what can we say about this fixture? Well, once again, it's a fixture where Posh are facing a team that are in the bottom end of the table, which does not bode well, given our previous record that I've mentioned before against the bottom clubs. This is a side that's in the bottom four, so they're in the relegation slots. I do expect them to be fighting for their lives. They are probably not going to make it particularly easy for us, and neither should they. And knowing our record, they probably think they can get something out of the game as well. So I quite expect them to come and defend and nick an odd goal on the break. And it's up to us, really, to impose our will upon the game. This is the return fixture. You may remember when we played Crewe at Gresty Road in October. We went down to nine men. And we lost that game, unfortunately, against the performance levels that we were enjoying at that point. And it did start a bit of the turnaround of the final demise for Darren Ferguson. So, yeah, I think we should be looking to get something out of this game. Most definitely, we've got to play for all 3 points. So, looking at Crewe for a few minutes, they have amongst their ranks Nicky Ajozi, formerly of this parish. Nicky is sitting on 8 goals for the season so far, so he's about as prolific as our best strikers. They've also got Marcus Haber as a forward. He currently sits on 6. Scoring goals is a bit of an issue for the Alex, and I'll touch on that in a few seconds. Coming into midfield, they've got Anthony Grant. He returns after a 2-match ban. Ryan Cole-Kolf, I think that's how you pronounce your name, Ryan. You returned at the weekend following a hernia injury, but you finished the game with some ankle swelling, so you are an uncertainty, I understand, for Tuesday night. And also Jamie Ness and Chris Atkinson, both midfielders, they took knocks on Saturday, so that the Alex could have some injury concerns. Just looking at the last 10 from Alex, they've won 2, that was against Sheffield United and Scunthorpe. They've drawn 3, Swindon, Crawley and Leighton Orient. And they've lost 5 against Rochdale, Preston, Bristol, Oldham and Chesterfield. So read what you will into that. But I do expect Crewe to put up some tough resistance and make life awkward for us. And as I've mentioned, it's us to overcome that. Scoring away has been a bit of a problem for Crewe. They haven't got many on the road, so if we can make inroads, I'm sure we might be able to get a hatful. Team selection is going to be, I would imagine, pretty much as we were at the weekend. I would fully expect to see Mr. Anderson, if not starting, certainly feature in the second half. And I would also hope that the James, Newell, Smith and Cozy continue their good form that they showed at the weekend. So the man in the middle at Tuesday night is going to be our old friend Andy Woolmer.
Every time!
Andy, take a bow. This will be the fourth time that you've refereed a Posh fixture. We haven't actually won or drawn. We've only ever known loss under you. The last time you refereed was when we was in the Championship last time, and when we played Reading, a game that we lost 3-2. And the other two fixtures are slightly more noticeable, or notable, I should say. 2009, away at Millwall in April, and those people that were there will remember, I think it was televised this game, there was that penalty that was taken 3 times in the end until Millwall finally were allowed a goal. Poor old Joe Lewis saved twice, and each time was adjudged to have moved before the penalty was taken, so that was a bit farcical. And the other match of note that Andy has presided over is the Battle of the Backroom Staff in September 2010, when we played Notts County, a game that Posh lost 3-2. And it was Ben McKenzie and Mark Draper of Notts County that went head to head on the touchline, and handbags were definitely drawn at that point. And I think pretty much it was a full brawl between all the backroom staff of both teams. So hopefully none of that will be repeated on Tuesday. But we do hope that we get a better result out of you, Mr. Woolmer, if you would be so good. Okay, prediction time now. I'm going to go for a 3-0 victory to the Posh. I do expect the goals to